Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder, another world, another time, his Bible was green and good, until the Christmas fact.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Alex, quiet down a bit. You've never been in a military coup. You do not understand what that means. You do not understand how quickly we work and how long we've been preparing for this. If I'm wrong, I will never appear on your show again. But if I'm right, I become one of your official paid commentators. You want that
if
set?
If you're right, I'll hire you and pay you. You can be on the show every day.
We are now officially in a military coup. What has happened and why I was part of it is because I've had a history of doing soft coups in the United States and what we call hard coups overseas, overthrowing regimes using the military. In this case, we had what we call a hard coup. It was initiated, as I said, a month and a half ago, 2 months ago, by our cyber command using special forces. There were over 400 people from all parts of the intelligence community. I won't go into the names. But in effect now, we are about to arrest Pelosi. We're going to arrest Biden, Hunter Biden, Mitt Romney. You're talking about a whole list of individuals whom I identified on this show for years. When I said Gina Haspel has to go, she went. When I said Barr was a CIA operative, he went. When I told you Pence was not to be believed because he came out of a Democratic Catholic background, became an evangelical Christian, he left. So what's happening now is that we are literally in a military coup. That means, in effect, this country will watch the arrests that will come out of this. We have already arrested and basically overseas we have taken out the Pope, whom I have identified for over 30 years as a terrorist, who when he was director of the Jesuits had killed three of our American nuns, two of our Jesuits. We arrested a young man from the State Department, Stefani Serini, who basically leaked all the information, used Leonardo, the sites going up to the satellites, which were controlled by the Vatican. We in turn intercepted all that information and were able to get, along with Nancy Pelosi's, a computer. By the way, there was no rioting in the Capitol. I happen to know 3 to 4 people here from my town who said it was very peaceful. The police took down the barriers. And in effect, what people don't know is we sent special forces operators in there to take Pelosi's computer. I'm about.
There it is, the new Pearl Harbor, the ultimate attack of history. The devastating special ops takeover and the takedown of the globalist. Unbelievable. All right, we're going to go to break because some stations aren't carrying this segment. We're going to come back with Dr. Steve Pachinik for a very interesting and highly anticipated interview. His interview with Owen Schroyer got about 5.5 million views on band.video back a few months ago when he said that, you know, Trump was invincible and all this was going to happen. And a lot of people thought that, too. A lot of televangelists, the general public, a lot of people I know behind the scenes, a lot of people even in government thought this was happening. But really it was used to then bring in the real martial law and the troops and everything that's for us. And the former head of counterterrorism saying they're going to come after the American people. I've got all of that coming up on the other side of this quick break. So tell your friends, your family, your neighbors to tune in because we had that last interview. Look at 3+ million views, almost 3 million views, 2.9 million views. And it's Dr. Pachinik's last appearance on InfoWars. No, it is not his last appearance, but he's got his Boogaloo Boy shirt on. So we're doing good today. He's actually the leader of the Boogaloos. It's not Mike Dunn. Though Mike Dunn is his son. Mike Dunn is the son of Dr. Steve Pachinik. It's a joke. Call it a joke. All right, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, on the other side in 60 seconds.
I've got some bad news. Our best-selling Vitamin Mineral Fusion has sold out because people understand in these stressful times, it's now more important than ever to boost your body's natural defenses. But here's the good news. Turmeric acts in very similar ways and is so good for inflammation, so good for your immune system. And we've got two great turmeric formulas. One is Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula that is a dried turmeric extract, 95% curcuminoid. People love it. That's selling out. But despite that, it's still discounted at InfoWars. And then also selling out this week is our liquid turmeric extract. It's called liquid turmeric extract. People really love it. It's extremely strong as well. It's selling out. And your purchase doesn't just help yourself and your body. It also funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air while they're trying to shut everybody down. So thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and find so many other great items that will enrich yourself and your family's life and fund the InfoWar. God bless and good luck.
Live, raw, and unfiltered by globalist propaganda. It's the Alex Jones Show. Tomorrow's news today.
Coming to you live from the ATX, broadcasting worldwide. I'm not going to try to rehabilitate Dr. Steve Pachinik here on air in some people's eyes, but he did leave the CFR and say 9/11 was an inside job and call the real perpetrators out that were actually involved orchestrating it. I'm not saying radical Islam doesn't exist. And he's done a lot of other good things. Wasn't for the Syrian war, supported Trump, trying to get troops out. But I thought he was buying into the whole Q8chan deal that Trump's invincible, military coup. I didn't even want a military coup. And I saw this as a big setup, and then I thought the Secret Service would be at the Capitol if they knew Trump was planning to go speak there. Then sure as hell, Trump says, I'm going to the Capitol, and the Secret Service opens up the gates and leads me over to lead it, but already 100-plus thousand had already marched, and a few hundred were already attacking a tiny force of like 30 police that then got pushed out of the way by, we know, operatives that had embedded themselves in every major patriot group and in Antifa. So I was there witnessing that historical false flag. It was kind of a consolation, like a memento to even be hit in the face with some tear gas. I'm not a victim. It was actually kind of enjoyable. But, I mean, this actually was going on. And so I got to hand it to the folks that hijacked this. You know, they really won this round. You really screwed me over. Felt like I was Jeff Bridges in Arlington Road. But luckily, we were able to de-escalate it so it didn't go to the pipe bombs and the killing that some of the Q-tards thought they were supposed to go in and actually zip-tie people and get them out. The reason they've moved from saying, oh, Trump sent people there, is they wanted to move to a planned operation. But now that they know that the FBI is controlling those groups, now they want to back off that as well. They're even trying to back off the impeachment. Now, Senator Kaine wants censure instead. And so I appreciate Steve Pachinik coming on having the courage after he was on. Well, let's punch that up. Is this Steve Pachinik's last interview? Because I'll give you the date. I forget the date. There it is. Is this Dr. Steve Pachinik's last appearance on InfoWars? And that was January 13th, 7 days before we were supposedly going to see Joe Biden's head cut off like a chicken up there on the dais in front of the Capitol running around like a chicken. But it didn't happen. So, Steve Pachinik, tell us, was it all a big joke? Are you in with the Q guys? Were you part of the setup? Or were you really believing this was going to happen? We really appreciate you coming on.
Number one, I enjoy coming on the show. Number two, what I do resent is the ad hominem comments coming from your disgusting viewers who think that I lied or in some way gave them false promise. If they want to know who I am, what I am, let them read my book, American Warrior in Crisis. I came on the show again to basically say to you, I will double down on the military coup. And the reason I'm doubling down is that right now it's taking more time, and I don't directly deal with military operatives as I had in the past when I went overseas. So I still have faith in my cyber command. I have faith in my special forces. I have faith in the generals, Flynn's brother was appointed CENTCAC commander and other commanders. So what I'm saying to you right now is what you're seeing happening is exactly what Trump wanted to happen. He's exposing. Now, you got to remember one thing I've said about Trump. He never fails at what he does. And by the way, he has remained silent. Only one individual picked that up repeatedly, and that's Bill Maher of HBO. He hit it right on the head. Why is Trump silent when in his history he has never been silent? And part of the reason is, and I'm going back to Sun Tzu, he understands that in order to take back the power that he has, he never gave it away, he has to expose to the American public. Number one, I said to you the Lincoln Project was the disaster. John Conway was a liar, pathological liar, and his wife was also a pathological liar.
He did say in that interview, if I remember, on the 13th, that the Lincoln Project was going down. And, you know, about 3 days later, 4 days later, it started to.
All right. What was exposed beyond that was the homosexuality of John Weaver and the pedophilia that was rampant in the Lincoln Project involving all kinds of guys named Schmidt, Mitt Romney, Bain Capital, Google. If you look at who was involved in Lincoln Project, you have a whole list of advertisers and supporters, including some of the major Republican Party. Why did Trump do that? He wanted to expose it on that end. Then the second part, he's showing you how corrupt and stupid Biden is. I said to you before, for years, Biden will pick those people who are incompetent and corrupt, and primarily they were Jewish. I have a synagogue going on there with Blanken, with all kinds of people. I've got 11 Jews in there, all of whom I've never met before, some of whom I have a lot of things in common, but they're all incompetent. They're all Route 28, and they are Washington insiders who are corrupt, making their millions through government contracts in the military. What did I say? The first thing Biden would do, he'd go to war. What happened? 2 days ago, within 24 hours of the time Biden went in, we went right back into Syria. And we have one moron from the National Security Council and the State Department, which is run by Blinken and Wendy Sherman. I got a Jew on top there who's never been in the military, and I have
I got a whole hour here. We got like 45 minutes left, but I got to unpack all this. Let's just go back. Let's just go with your scenario. They are doing this anti-racism stand down.
It's not anti-racism.
Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it, because they are trying to purge the military right now. They're saying they think there's a military coup. You're saying there's a military coup. What's going on there?
I just said it to you. Listen, Alex. Listen. I'm telling you.
Listen, Trump's going to get inaugurated on the 20th. I'm saying let's unpack that first.
I didn't say he was going to get inaugurated on the 20th. I never said that. I said that he would still be president of the United States. What's going on in Mar-a-Lago? You tell me. We have another White House that's fully staffed down in Palm Beach. We have a military that hasn't changed command in any way and is still in the White House and in other areas of the country. Why is all the Mitt Romney's being exposed for being totally corrupt? Why is McConnell coming out to be the jerk and the corrupt son?
Well, I'll say this. Then talk to us, because you're so smart. Like you said, we haven't been in the military like you. Like, it's a magical level when you get there. Tell us then what's going on in your view.
I'm just telling you right now, I said it's part of Sun Tzu. You understand, Alex, what Sun Tzu is. You allow the enemy to expose all of the faults that they have without intervening. And he's showing it to you. The Republican Party, dead. McConnell, a total wastrel, a corrupt individual. Mitt Romney, corrupt Mormon. He reminds me of the days of the Massacre of Meadows that the Mormons did when they slaughtered Christians. He was warned, and the Mormons were warned, to take care of him, and they didn't do it. You've got a whole bunch of other people, Alessandria, who's going to be arrested. So this goes on and on and on. Do I think it's going to be over in a day? No. Is it going to be over in a few weeks? I don't know the timing, honestly, because right now the exposure of the corruption and the degree to which is unbelievable. Even for a guy like me who worked in the Bush administrations and other administrations, which I knew were corrupt, and I stayed away from. But you've got to remember, I didn't make money. I never took a degree. I never took a rank.
I mean, Doug, I get what you're saying. There's still a coup going on, and Trump's got stay-behind networks in, like Obama did to him. And so there's a power struggle within the bureaucracy. I get that. Saying he's like co-president with Biden, and now that we'll have people missing Trump, and so Biden will be in, and all the corruption will come out, and it will hamstring him. I would believe a lot of that was happening if he hadn't killed the Keystone Pipeline. If Biden wasn't sending everybody back into war, if all these great military guys are still in command under Trump, well, then why are we back in Syria?
I didn't say all these guys. The guys I work with are in cyber command, and they have certain units, whatever the general...
Let's come back and talk about that on the other side, because I want to have a serious discussion about this and really get your take on this. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
We're still on air, and in many ways stronger than ever, at band.video and infowars.com/show. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Dr. Steve Pachinik is facing the music here. Now, he did say one thing that didn't happen, one thing that did. He was on the 13th of January. He said that the Pope has been arrested and he'll be out today. He's been arrested today, but he did say the Italian government will collapse tomorrow. It actually took about a week, week and a half, I guess nine days, 10 days or so. So I'm sitting here, and I'm a good gauge of BS, okay? And most of what Pachinik's told us over the years has been true, but any disinfo, most of it's true, and they had a poison pill. But he legitimately, if you look at him on Skype during the breaks, you know, looks like he feels like he's a good guy, and he's telling the truth, and we're all just wrong. Well, it doesn't mean he is God. None of us are God. He could be wrong about things. He could be right. I mean, is he legitimately saying this? Is he tied to the whole Q thing? That's what I'm getting at. But the idea here, Doc, that you didn't say Trump would be the president on the 20th. You were just saying that there'd be this on. No, you did say that. And so it's not about putting you down for that. If you were wrong about something, or I was talking to one of the producers, they said that you said the military didn't carry out what you thought they were going to do. So somebody, seriously, unpack your thinking and what you really, because I mean, I see martial law in D.C. They're saying permanent troops. I see federal mandates, federal police on the streets for masks. I see them, the former director of counterterrorism of the CIA saying, we want a new reconstruction. We want to arrest tens of thousands of people. I see them trying to start an actual civil war. So I get the military's awake and upset. They are trying to purge the military. They are trying a 60-day stand down while China takes over the South China Sea. So I agree with you. There's lots of coup, counter-coup stuff, but boil it down from your view so people get your perspective so they don't just think, you know, that because it was that a Freudian slip, you're disgusting audience, or you mean some people that said disgusting things about you? Because most of the audience doesn't hate you.
Honestly, I don't even read most of the comments. Let me be very frank. I'm not interested in what your audience says or doesn't say. I don't really listen to
it. Well, you said it. You said it.
Listen to me, Alex. You want me on the show? Cool it.
Cool it. You're in the military.
Nothing to do with Q. I don't even know who Q is. I don't read that nonsense. I have nothing to do with Q or anybody else. Other than you, you're the only show I go on. I don't read comments. I don't read Twitter. I don't read the Internet. So that's not me. There's somebody else doing it, and I appreciate what they're doing. Now, let's get down to basics. I said to you there was a military coup and it's still in effect. What exactly is Trump doing? You think Trump is just sitting there and waiting and writing a novel? What do you think is going on when we're exposing the Republicans, the Democrats, we're exposing the Lincoln Project, we've exposed all the senators, McConnell? How do you expose a guy like McConnell if you don't allow him to come out and show what a coward he really is? And how dangerous he was. Or Mitt Romney. How many times do we have to say Mitt Romney was in Bain Capital and was corrupt? How many times do the Mormons have to be told that they have to get rid of Mitt Romney or they have another Meadow Massacre where they killed Christians? How many times do you think this goes on? I'm not in charge of the timing. I was asked to do what I did. I worked with a few select people, and that's what I have faith in. In the past, I've done my own coups on my own. I've done what I had to do, never apologized. I've had all these countervailing sides against me, even in the other administrations. That doesn't bother me. The only thing I'm saying to you and why I went on the show wasn't to be right or wrong. That's not what I'm about. I am a son of the Republic, and in the Republic, there are people with me who believe in what we're doing. Let me give you an example. I live in a small town in northern Florida. We got hate mail from the post office that said we Republicans are out of control and basically should come back to the mainstream. I don't know what that came out of. I know that the FBI came into our town, a small town with less than 2,000, and I told you the FBI was corrupt. I told you they were incompetent. And what do? They go around and intimidate people who may have been there at the Capitol and did nothing wrong. They don't go and arrest other people because they're incompetent. They're corrupt. That's what you're beginning to see. And that's what the American people are seeing. No one in this area, or in the Baptist Southern area, or in any other area I know in the South, have taken down their Trump signs. Go around, go into the streets and see how many Trump signs there are, and how many people still
support. Sure, well, even Democrats have said that Trump support is going up, but you specifically, let's just get this straight, because people understand if you were wrong about time or whatever, you legitimately thought Trump would end up being sworn in on the 20th. You said he's going to be the president.
I didn't say he would be on the 20th. He will be. He is still the president of the United States, and he will continue to be the president, period.
Well, I know he won the election, and it's important not to recognize Biden. So tell me this. What is your view on what's going to unfold? How long will it take? I mean, what's going to unfold?
What is unfolding? I'm telling you, we're arresting different people. How long will it take? I just told you. What I do not know and I don't want to know is the ongoing timing. Is this a day, a week? It's a couple of months. I said to you, it takes time. When, in fact, we initiated, we did this years ago to do a sting operation. That was years ago where it was marked and people didn't believe that the Dominions were controlled or that we had a sense of what was going on the ballot. As well as the voting machine, it turned out to be exactly what we thought. We knew exactly what the timing was when the votes came out and they were fraud. It's up to the people who are involved in the White House and their national security concerns. They don't ask me about the timing. What they asked me to do is what I did on your show, and the rest of it is just to give them the support that they need.
Okay, well, then let me tell you, talking to folks that are currently, folks you've worked with before down there in South Florida, Special Operations Command, I've actually talked to some of the head people there who I know, and separately and some here closer to home, and they said Biden was hijacking the Hugh thing, hoping that the Capitol would be bigger, hoping there'd be an insurrection to bring in real martial law. They're planning false flags, try to trigger a civil war, and the Patriots, the Pentagon, are worried about it. And when we come back, I'll show you where CIA counterterrorism chief suggests going to war against domestic insurgents. And we'll tell you about what this Grenier guy has to say when we come back with Dr. Steve Pachinik. Please don't forget his website, stevepachinik.com. I believe everybody has a right to their opinion. And Steve overall has been about 95% accurate here on the show. I appreciate him having the courage to come on and defend his ideas, and that's why we're doing this, because we like to have debates. We've got a Boogaloo/Antifa individual on next hour under the command of Pachinik. Of course, I'm joking. But separately, seriously, we do have that guest coming on, but under the command of Lord Pachinik. Pachinik's actually a poet. Did you know that? We've got some of that for you coming up. He writes love letters to Lucifer. So, Pachinik, we got it. Anyway, So it's all coming up. But please, now Pachinik's really happy. He's got a little Pachinik heart for Lucifer. It's like, you see Pachinik? The devil's right there. He's like a little heart over his head, you know. So he's very, very, show him, there he is. Maybe Pachinik's got a little red tail tucked under those little pants. So we'll be right back. Please don't forget InfoWarsStore.com. A lot of great products there. The technocrats are controlling the food supply. Secure your own safe source of food supply sale. It's the new prices in 2021, but it's the lowest price for high-quality food you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. The subsection is PrepareWithAlex.com, and as all these globalists do this, and as they hoard the food and as they prepare, You need to understand that you need 25-year food supply. It lasts 25 years. 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year supplies, and it's the highest quality you're going to find, and it's just good to have that checkbox taken care of, and you know you're getting good food at a very good price, and you know that a small percentage of it, because there's not much profit in this, goes to us to fund our operation. So, preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can find preparedness section there, water filtration, air filtration. It's all there. The technocrats are getting ready to bring in all the forced GMO and more. It's time to start getting prepared. It starts with self-defense. It starts with being prepared. It starts with storable food. It starts with digging in. With a long globalist fight, you'll win in the end.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. I'm Alex Jones, your host, waging war on corruption, crashing the lies and disinformation. All right, getting really serious here. I'll tell you this, we're not a normal point for America. You have martial law in D.C., you have total censorship going on. You have Liz Cheney with a 10% approval rating with the Republicans promote her into leadership. You have communist China openly putting out red lines, threatening to attack, basically invading Hong Kong, threatening to invade Taiwan. And Joe Biden is gone and can't even talk the few times they rolled him out. Very bizarre stuff going on. And so all I know is that they're trying to start a civil war with the American people. So I want to ask Dr. Stepechnik his take on that. Here's AOC claims she was going to die during Capitol riot, wasn't even in the building, but this is what gets serious. We've seen the press secretary, Psaki, laugh at Space Force and say it doesn't exist. You know, there's a giant secret space program, a lot of it declassified. She says, oh, how do you even talk to those people? Well, that adds the whole thing that that's like NASA. Kennedy set that up as a shadow government. So, yeah, I mean, Pachinik's trying to give courage like Obama and Hillary did. Like, hang on, Brennan said to the Democrats inside. You know, keep fighting Trump. If he's saying hang on in the government, be your own government, well, you know, Trump's still in command. That's kind of a simple psychological gestalt of the banner, the signet, the, you know, the Roman eagle still up there so people don't give up. I mean, if that's what he's doing, he's just be honest about it. But CIA counterterrorism chief suggests going to war against domestic insurgents. And he says we may have to have a war with our own countrymen and have a new reconstruction. I mean, this is just fabulous trying to start a fight. Crazy town. The new defense secretary doesn't know what planet he's on, saying there's America's evil and racist. I mean, one place you don't want saying that's the military. I mean, 60-day stand down. To root out the insurgents. I mean, what in the hell is going on? So definitely we're not in Kansas anymore, Stepechnik. And you were talking to the producer. Maybe she got it wrong, but you did think something big was going to happen that day. Now, you think they messed it up and didn't do it properly, or did you not say that?
I didn't say that. I just said it would take time in my mind. I didn't know exactly when and how long it would take. Number one, the CIA has been always replete with incompetence and corruption. I mean, we saw that. We got rid of Gina Haspel. Whoever said, you know, we have domestic terrorists. I mean, what you're seeing now is the exposure of a corrupt, incompetent regime of Biden and all his people. And what it really is, it's not only an indictment of Biden. Forget that. It's an indictment of Obama and Brennan. This goes to the heart of the matter. Obama, as I told you, was a gay, flaming homosexual nobody who came, was the CIA operative, and Brennan was his control officer, and both of them messed up. So you have people there who are secretaries of defense, secretaries of state who started a war in Iraq where we lost 5,000, started a war in Libya, started a war in Yemen, Somalia, Sudan, Afghanistan, Syria. Am I getting through to you how incompetent and what we have to show?
Yeah, they're so incompetent they stole the election and took over.
They stole what election?
They stole the election or took it over. They're so incompetent.
Let me ask you, how do you know they stole the election? Where are the numbers coming in?
Trump had double, triple, quadruple in battleground states before they shut down the election that night and stole it.
And you say that it's a fait accompli, right? You think that's over. And I'm saying...
No, here's the deal. I never give up, but I'm also realistic about what I face.
And you think I am a wishful thinker. That's why I come on your show.
I just know that I talk to a lot of people in the government. Hold on, Steve. Seriously. Hey, listen. Hold on a minute. I talk to a lot of really smart people. They tell me the country's in deep, deep trouble, and we're in a globalist takeover right now. They're planning to set bombs off all over the country and start trying a civil war. So I'm really concerned for my family and everybody else right now.
Who's going to set bombs?
The Southern Poverty Law Center.
Southern Poverty Law Center?
Yeah, they ran Elohim City. They ran the attack on Oklahoma City. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Come on. I know them very well. They haven't said anything. You and I don't agree, but what we are having
here...
Hold on.
You're saying that leftist groups aren't controlling and manipulating right-wing terror groups and winning a false flag. I mean, they're gearing up with the Pentagon to go after the American people. They've got CIA counterterrorism heads saying they want a war with us. This is treason. This is criminal. This is disgusting. This is a war on us. Not us kicking ass. Not us winning. Not us taking over. They're running the tables against us. And unless we wake up to this and have the states and good governors like DeSantis repudiate it, we're in deep trouble. And these idiots are going to start a war. They're going to lose in the end. But it's not going to be fun.
I'm in a state where DeSantis is here. He's in military intelligence. After you're yelling and screaming, would you like to know who he really is? He's the guy who came out of Jacksonville, had no special privileges, went to Harvard and Yale, and then was a special forces. And now here in Florida, we're not listening to either Fauci, who, by the way, was exposed. Isn't that interesting? Trump didn't have to say he was a total fraud because the New York Times and the Atlantic Monthly exposed the nonsense about wearing a mask. Now you don't wear one mask, you wear two masks. So take it easy, Alex. Listen to what's going on. Do not get upset. And what I want you to
do. I'm nice to you, and I think you actually believe the stuff you're saying, and you're an interesting talk show host, and people like you on the show. So I like you as a person. But the patronizing, dude, I'm 47 years old. I've been around the block 100 times. I don't patronize you. I'm being serious about this.
What do you want me to say? I've said to you, Alex, I've said to you exactly what's happening. Am I patronizing you? No. Am I saying you're wrong? Yes. Am I saying that Biden administration will not last? Yes. Am I saying this is part of the psyops in order to expose to the American public the amount of corruption, not only in the Democratic
Party? I agree with you that he's the worst damn choice. I mean, if you want to discredit your party, I agree with you that this looks like a disaster. How do they extricate themselves from Biden when Kamala's even more unpopular?
That's correct. And that's what we're waiting for, to see when she comes in and what the problems will be. But at the same time, when were you ever exposed to the fact that McConnell was corrupt and was an operative of the Chinese shipping building? When were you exposed to the fact that Lindsey Graham was ineffectual, a homosexual, even though he served in the Army? When was that exposed?
No, it is all starting to come out. I the Democrats are now panicking, wanting a war because they can't win the political fight. I agree that they're trying to start a civil war because they're losing. I'm concerned about them staging it.
Well, there is no civil war. They can't stage anything right now. We have control over the entire country. That's why we deputized Army Command. I don't know about Southcom. I've been to Southcom. I'm not dealing with Southcom.
So I'm a special operator. Okay.
What do you want me to say to you? Myanmar just had a coup. Now, who initiated the coup?
Well, I know that's a Soros group, and the globalists are pissed. I know Pompeo's pissed. I know the Democrats are pissed.
Oh, and who did I say? Didn't I say to you Pompeo was a disaster Secretary of State? Didn't I tell you that Pence was a disaster as vice president? It all came out. How would it have come out if Trump didn't allow it to happen? How would you have exposed it?
No, I told listeners that in a way, Biden being in is worse for the globalist agenda than if Trump stayed in, because they could keep Trump.
Remember what I said to you. The globalist or whatever party you want to do is in the process of self-destruction. And that's what you're watching right now. And Trump is allowing to happen. He said it to you. I will be back. He then says, I'm not going to say a word. And then there's all kinds of exposures.
Let me say this. Do one more segment with us, because you've got a point. Remember Trump at Whirlpool like 8 months ago? He said, listen, I just cut off the middlemen. I cut off the globalist. I may not be here for a while, but I'll be back. Remember he said, I'm going to be gone for a while. That was when he said that. I'm like, I'm going to be gone for a while. But let's find that clip, guys. Trump says, I'm about to be gone for a while.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
All right, Dr. Steve Pachinik is our guest. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Really appreciate him joining us today. Okay, I'm not name dropping. I just finally got this. They just delivered it 2 minutes ago, so I thought I'd talk about this. It's so cool because the clock is ticking down in America and the world. I don't have time to program this yet. I don't even know how to do it. Three of these clocks exist of this type. One Joe Rogan has. He gave another to Elon Musk. I liked it. He just got me one and just got delivered today. I just plugged it in like 2 minutes ago. So this is not a digital clock. It's not a mechanical clock. It is an electrical clock. So it's a very interesting, rare clock out of Canada. And the guy makes these only like, I don't know, 20 or so a year. There's only three of this clock. Very interesting, kind of symbolic of the countdown on the Republic, and so we're here discussing all this. But I'm talking to Dr. Steve Pachinik, and obviously the Democrats are scared. They put 30,000 troops. Now they want more troops. Now they're saying it's permanent. Now they want a new civil war. Now they want to arrest everybody. Now they're obsessed with Trump. They're saying he's getting more popular, not less. That actually has credibility, what Pachinik's saying. Pachinik, in my opinion, is walking back a little bit today. This big event's going to happen on the 20th. But I do agree. They stole the election. Trump is the president. But here he is. Last year, 7-8 months ago, I'm going from memory. Maybe you guys can find the date. Here he is at an appliance factory in the Midwest saying, hey, I've stood up to Big Pharma. We're paying the highest prices. I've cut the prices, which he did by half. They're going to come after me. I'm going to be gone for a while. Here it is.
You have to produce a product, and it has to be a good product. But the middlemen, well, the rebate that I'm doing cuts out the middlemen, and it reduces costs, and the money goes back to the people purchasing the drugs. So I have a lot of enemies out there. This may be the last time you'll see me for a while. A lot of very, very rich enemies, but they are not happy with what I'm doing. But I figure we have one chance to do it, and no other president's going to do what I do. No other president would do a favored nations, a rebate, a buy from other nations at much less cost. Nobody. And there are a lot of unhappy people.
And then he said at the military base, before he got on the plane and flew to Mar-a-Lago, he said, I will be back. So that adds something there to what you're saying, Jenny. I just want to put all our marbles on Trump. I'm genuinely concerned about Biden and the Chinese and their red line, and now a 60-day stand down of the military because we're racist. I mean, this doesn't look good. So I mean, they're definitely trying to start a civil war. You don't agree with that?
They can try whatever they want. What Trump is doing, and you have to think for a minute how he thinks. That's what I'm working with. He basically is allowing us, the American public, both Democrats and Republicans, to see how truly corrupt this entire government and country is, bar none. Now, why is he the only one to do this? It's not because he's just morally righteous. It's because he's a businessman. He understands the very core of what corruption is about. He understands the dynamics, but he's not going to stand there and give you a lecture on the dynamics of corruption, nor is he going to tell you how great he is, which he has told you, but he's now going to show you, in effect, what he was talking about. And what he's doing is allowing the audience to watch a TV show without Trump being there. And
well, I do agree with you that their ratings have plunged. They're falling apart now that he's not there. And the fact that he won't resist them, they're actually bitching, now wanting a fight with his supporters because they need us as the cover for what they're doing.
Let me ask you something. In the world of Sun Tzu, in the world of where we fight, let's say in martial arts, a defensive position has an offensive element. So you've got to think a little bit.
It draws them out. It makes them make their next move. She can use their energy against them.
That's what he's been doing. So Governor Newsom of California, we have 1.3 million signatures for a recall on this corrupt nephew of Alexandria or Nancy Pelosi. We've got a young man running against Maxine Waters, who's now in trouble because she's so corrupt, such a liar and pathological corrupt individual.
So she's paying her kids millions of bucks.
But that, my point is this, what he's letting you do is the biggest apprentice show he's ever done. He's putting America into project. He's literally showing you the American show, which is massive corruption. And the first president, we didn't have it with Bush Sr. He was corrupt. I worked with him. We didn't have it with Nixon. He was corrupt. Jimmy Carter, he was corrupt. Clinton's, they were corrupt.
Okay, Dr. Steve Buscemi's our guest. Let me just tell you what I witnessed. Trump means well. He cares about the country. He's not out to get us. He was the president. That pissed him off. I was there when almost the whole White House was gone, and he had like 10 staffers that were loyal. And then the Secret Service stood down at the Capitol, and he literally pointed at me, and I led the people out. And I was like, my God, this is really happening. And then we got set up. So just the idea that Trump's got all this masterful stuff going on, this sounds like a reboot. I mean, I agree politically what you're saying is happening. This is destroying Biden, the Democrats, worse than ever, as they turn the economy off, as they launch all these wars. People are like, whoa, this is horrible. I get it at a Machiavelli level or a Sun Tzu level or a Napoleon level. They'll interrupt your enemy while they're destroying themselves. But, I mean, they're destroying us. They're coming after our guns. They are, I think they'll lose in the end, but they're just crazy. So I just don't, I mean, I know people that know Trump well. He's isolated at Mar-a-Lago right now.
And what the point is what?
The point is you're saying Trump is like, you know, Mr. Spacely and the Jetsons with all his hands on the levers. From my information, he needs to be out in the public fighting. He needs to be exposing. He needs to go into that trial and annihilate them in the Senate and be thrown in that briar patch. Instead, he's totally cut off with a bunch of cowardly lawyers telling him to be afraid of a shadow.
How do you know he's totally cut off?
I mean, I've talked to the president. Some, I've talked to people that talk to him. I know the lawyers that are involved. I mean, I know that he's cut off.
And what is this next trial about? The second impeachment? What does that mean?
No, it's totally fake. That even John Roberts isn't involved. It's a sham. Now they're trying to back off of it. I think he should go into that briar patch and use that to expose him.
But he's already... When did you ever hear, besides what I have said, that John Roberts is one of the most corrupt Supreme Court justices we've ever had? He's been involved with Malta. He's been involved with all kinds of problems and his adoption of kids. When did you ever hear that other than from me? And now you're beginning to see how the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court is so corrupt, and what may have happened to another Chief Justice. Was somebody killed, by the way? Was there a member of the Supreme Court who might have been killed? I don't know. You tell me. But when you go directly to the enemy, you show me exactly what your strengths are and exactly what your weaknesses. When you withdraw, I have no idea of what
happened. Sure, no, that's a Trump tactic to say, okay, I'm for gun control. What do you want? You want to totally ban guns, then that hurt their cause. Do five more minutes with us. You can have the floor and make some final statements here, Dr. Steve Pacini. But, hey, people like it when you come on the show. So even though you didn't win the bet, you did come back on the show, so I appreciate that. We're going to go to break.
Hear me.
You what?
And what if I'm right, will you eventually hire me again?
Only if you co-host the show with David Knight. All right, we're going to go to break. We're going to come right back on the other side. Wow, ladies and gentlemen, that would be a hot show, actually. That's those two together, like have little canes and beat each other in the heads with them. Okay, folks, we're going to go to break. Little people hitting each other. I'm not saying they're little people. That's a quote from Time Bandits. It's a pretty funny movie. Listen, I got to pay some bills or we won't be here. Ladies and gentlemen, my dad is a great retired dentist. Where is it? I guess I dropped it. We've got this great concentrated toothpaste that is activated charcoal with no additives. It's amazing. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. It's discounted right now. We have Rocket Rest that's got a high dose of a whole bunch of healthy stuff that helps you really sleep well. I'm not going to belabor time getting into all of it, but it really is amazing. And we're selling out of this. DNA Force Plus is our flagship product. DNA Force Plus is discounted, even though it is selling out. We also have back in stock. Ultra 12 is the highest quality, organic, deliverable, system we can get. You take it under the tongue, let it sit for a minute, you absorb it, and it is absolutely essential in everything in your body, your immune system, everything. Ultra 12 back in stock, and that keeps us on air with George Soros and Michael Bloomberg funding all these lawsuits against us. So it gives them heartburn at night. They're really, really upset that we're still here, and boy, are they going to be surprised, like cutting up a starfish, what's about to happen. But a lot of, let's just say, hydras have a lot of heads, and they're hungry, and they're out there having their bellies massaged right now, little pink-bellied hydras. So it's all coming up, InfoWarsStore.com. Keep funding us. We are fighting hard. We got great products you need. We've got the Trader Joe's T-shirt that sold out. It's back in stock. And Lung Cleanse has been sold out. It's back in stock. And Pure Turmeric about to sell out, still discounted. The powdered turmeric sold out bodies, but the Pure Turmeric Extract Liquid is available. You can find out Steve Pacinic's books at stevepacinic.com. And he just laughs at all of us. He's just a jolly old elf who loves Lucifer. Just joking. We actually do have a poem of his here that we're going to play for you when we come back. Except the audio is not that good. You know, like you'd think Lucifer would have a better sound system. Back in 2 minutes.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.